Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil. This signage that we see everywhere, Black Lives Matter, science is real, love is love, no person is illegal, kindness is everything, water is life. What is that supposed to mean, water is life? I guess there's life on Mars then, since there's ice on the ice caps of Mars, right? Yeah, you wish water was life. They're sending, what, the 11th rover to Mars to try to find life up there. It's a fool's errand. It isn't there. You send as many rovers as you want, but it's not alive up there, my friend, because God created life on this planet. It exists here. But this signage, it always cracks me up. Sometimes literally the top thing on the sign, because I see it in Arizona when I go soul winning. Do you guys see that out on soul winning here on people's yards?
Or not in Texas, you know.
But anyway, because you know, we'll go soul winning, and like every time we go soul winning, it's in somebody's yard. They've got that sign up, and it just cracks me up how the first thing they say is science is real. And you know what's funny about that is then they go on to say love is love, which is a pro-homo thing. Well, isn't it amazing how they don't accept what science says about homos? Or what about the biological science that defines the difference between a male and a female? Is that real? What about the science that defines what life is, that looks at a baby in its mother's womb and says it's alive by every scientific definition, but yet these libtards are going to say, oh, we believe it, so you Christians. No, you reject science. You reject science whenever it conflicts with your wicked satanic ideology. You reject science.
Oh, we're just so open-minded. I mean, if the evidence is there, we believe it.
Okay, here's the XY chromosome. Put down your pipe and smoke it. I mean, look, if they found a fetus on Mars, they'd get excited and say they found life on Mars. If they found a virus on Mars, they'd get excited. But somehow a fully developed baby in his mother's womb is not alive? Folks, that's not science. That's garbage. Don't ever let a liberal tell you that they believe in science. Anybody who's so-called pro-choice that tries to tell you they believe in science, you know what? Just ask them, so is that a human life in the mother's womb in that ninth month of pregnancy? Is that a human life? Oh, well, you know. Folks, they don't believe in science, okay? Science is real. That's a code word. It's code for we reject the word of God. It's code for we believe science is a replacement for the Bible. That's what they actually mean by that. What they really mean is we hate God, we hate the Bible, and so we've replaced God with a scientist who tells us that things can come to life on their own. Even though you can literally go down to the public school system and get their biology textbook. You can literally go down to the university here and get the university biology textbook. And in chapter one of the textbook of any biology, even a secular biology textbook that's going to turn around and teach you evolution, it'll still tell you in chapter one that only life can produce life and that life can't come from non-life. But then it's like 5 minutes later, it's like, so, you know, we're not sure where life came from, but it originated on its own. We don't know how, but it did. Here, let's talk about how it evolved. Wait, no, let's back up. How did it start in the first place? Since chapter one of any biology textbook worth its salt is going to tell you that life can't come from non-life. It's just that simple. You know, my children asked me if the grass in the backyard was totally dead. When it was all dried up and completely dead. Is it totally dead? And I said, you know what? If it were totally and truly dead, it could never come back. It could never grow back. It's in hibernation. It's going to come back later because there's still life there. Because if something were completely dead and devoid of life, it could never come back. It could never come. Because life produces life. If something's totally sterile and without life, it can never live again. Unless it's seeded with fresh life, with something that still has life in it. Okay, so this world today says science is real, but then they reject science when it comes to what's male and female. Folks, not only did they put light for dark and dark for light, and sweet for bitter and bitter for sweet, they put male for female and female for male. Woe unto them that do so. You know, the Bible says the woman shall not wear that which pertaineth unto a man. Neither shall a man put on a woman's garment. For all that do so are abomination unto the Lord thy God. You know, God wants there to be a difference between men and women. How they dress, how they look, how they act. He created them male and female at the beginning. And this world is crazy and wants to reverse those things.